Dad says, I need to be home by midnight. I have 9, 10, 11, 12. I have 4 hours after church. You know how we used to do, go around Sonic? Some of you guys don't even. Yeah. Down Boca Chica Boulevard, into Sonic, into Ken's Pizza. There was no Pizza Hut back then. It was Ken's Pizza. And so, you know, let me go talk to somebody that knows Come about on. This over here. You know. But anyway, I walked in there. Philip, I walked in there by myself. I walked in. I sat down in the chair. And I do not remember to this day what Miss Jerry ministered on. I was just waiting for one word. Amen. That was my signal to leave. That was meaning that I have completed my chores. I have, you know, come to church Sunday night. But you know what? When I heard amen, I tried to get up off of the chair. And I was paralyzed. I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. I couldn't move. Something had come on me. I couldn't move. So I grabbed a hold of mom's arm. And mom, being the nervous type, I mean, she just, oh, what's up? Oh, que te pasó? Que te pasó? Hijo, que te pasó? I mean, you know, what happened to you, son? I mean, and so, I mean, the whole church knew. Miss Jerry was on me, you know, like, you know, she was there. She was there. And she said, Jerry, I really believe God is dealing with your heart. And tonight, you're going to make a decision. You're going to make a decision. It's tonight. He said, it's now or never. You will serve God or you will reject God. I'm telling you, I slept under the benches as a kid. I know that rejecting God was eternal damnation. It was being lost forever. I knew I'd heard the gospel message since I was a little boy underneath the benches, sleeping underneath the benches at church, writing my name, taking all the, you know, all the lacquer. All the lacquer and writing your name, you know, underneath the benches. And I'm telling you, she caught on and she said, Jerry, I believe the Holy Ghost is dealing with you. And tonight, you're gonna make a decision tonight. And I'm telling you, I knew I couldn't reject Jesus. I knew I couldn't reject him. I knew I could not say no. And so that night was a decision night for me. 17 years old, I'm sitting in that chair, and she says, we're going to pray a prayer. And when we're finished with this prayer, you're going to get up from that chair. I'm telling you, I couldn't get up. I tried to get myself up. I could not get up from that chair. And so I prayed that sinner's prayer. I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I'm telling you, as soon as I said amen, I was able to get up. And she said, now, Jerry, move over here. He said, I want to talk to you. She said, you just got saved, but now God wants to give you keeping power. She said it that way. He wants to give you keeping power. Hallelujah. Power, power, the keeping power. He wants to give you power. And I'm telling you, they moved me over to another sofa, like the one we were sitting in over there, that little chair. And I'm telling you, I sat there, and she began to explain about the Holy Ghost. She began to explain how on the day of Pentecost, that it came as a mighty rushing wind, and how it came upon them, and how tongues as a fire sat upon each and one, every one of them, how they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And she said, and that you can have that experience. You can have that. And I'm telling you, they laid hands on me. They prayed. And I began, shandalaba, 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 shandalaba. I'm telling you, I was going home, shandalaba, 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 shandalaba. And, you know, that was it. Shandalaba. I'm at home in my room, and I'm shandalaba, 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 shandalaba. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice and said, you made that up. You made that up. You made that up. And, you know, the shandalaba went, shandalaba, shandalaba. You know, just like, and I said, but thank God for the Holy Ghost. Immediately came into my mind, call Miss Jerry. I mean, it was late. I had left their house after midnight. But I'm telling you, I'm shandalava, and I've heard a voice that said, it's not, I made it up. And I called her, and I said, I hope I didn't wake you. But I was praying in that tongue that I got, shandalava, shandalava. And all of a sudden, I heard that I made that up, and said, Jerry, that's the devil. Yeah. He said, He's the last person to correct you if you were, you know, if you were going in the wrong direction. But he wants to take what God has given you. I said, is that, oh, shandala, I hung up, shandalava, 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 and all of a sudden, shandalava, katalavasi, karavasandalavasi, burra katalavasi, and I'm telling you, it broke forth, hallelujah, it broke forth. There are rivers inside of us, hallelujah, the rivers of God, the rivers of the Holy Ghost, the rivers, and you know what? The Holy Ghost will lead you, the Holy Ghost will guide you. The Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, if the Holy Ghost is not involved in your life, you have a boring life. And if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost and you're not living this, you're boring the Holy Ghost. I mean, is the Holy Ghost bored in your life? I mean, is the Holy Ghost bored in your life? And says, when are we going to get to do something, you know? When are we going to get to do something? And, you know, so we're in Colombia. Ernie and I are ministering in Colombia last year. And so we're ministering there. And all of a sudden I hear, give your van away. Give your van away. I knew which van. It was the Mexican van. You know, it was the van that I use in Mexico. And I said, man, I wanted to sell that van in December, and whatever I get from it, I'm going to give it as a down payment on a new one. But God said, give your van away. I'm telling you, if you do not move in the Holy Ghost, if you're not, I'm telling you, you'll never hear Him speak. I mean, if you do not recognize Him in your life, I don't know about you, but I get up in the morning and I say, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you that He speaks to me. Thank you that He guides me. Thank you that He delivers me. Thank you that He guides me through this day. He shows me things to come. He tells me things. He leads me to all truth. He guides me. He brings to my mind things to my remembrance that I need to know. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And so I turned to Ernie and I said, Ernie, the Lord just spoke to me and said that I'm supposed to give the van to Tomas and Karina. And she said, oh, Jerry. She said, God told me that 2 months ago. I'm a little slow, okay? But Pastor Bob said he'd rather be slow than quick, you know, than make just a rash. He better be slow in obeying God, but know that He's obeying God, you know. And so I said, who is it? I said, Tomas and Karina. And she said, yep, 2 months ago the Lord said, give your van to Tomas and Karina. She said, but I didn't tell you anything. She said, I told the Lord, you'll have to speak to him, because we were in the middle of building the warehouse and the platform and everything for the church in Pachuca. And so I had my plate full. And so maybe if she'd have told me, the Lord said, give the van away. And I go, what am I going to carry the stuff in, you know? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And so we came back home. We took the truck in, had brand new tires put in on the truck. And then the first Sunday of service, the very first Sunday in that new church in Pachuca Hidalgo, I told the people, y'all better get accustomed, because in this church, we're going to give vehicles away. Yeah. We're going to give things away. And so we gave our very first van away. And for the next several months, Ernie and I rode a taxi. But I tell you something, things happen in those taxis. When you're paying somebody to take you someplace, they got to listen to you. Yeah. I mean, you basically their boss for however long that ride is. And so you know what we do? I mean, both Ernie and I, we were winning people to Jesus. We were winning people to the Lord. Like Troy was saying a little while ago, when we share the gospel, it's not like, let's see if it'll work. You know, no, it will work. Hallelujah. The gospel works. The gospel delivers. The gospel heals. The gospel saves. The gospel prospers. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. And so I'm telling you just one instance. There was this taxi driver. And so I asked him, hey, would you stop at an Oxxo, which is like a 7-Eleven in Mexico? They're all over the place. I said, I'll buy you a coffee. He said, no, sir, you don't have to buy me a coffee. I said, no, I insist. I said, just let me buy you a coffee. So we stopped in in there, and he got a coffee, I got a coffee, and I sat back in the car, and 2 blocks later, I said, this is it, this is where I, you know, this is the church. In fact, I said, we have service at 10 o'clock, if you would like to come. And so he said, a church? Yeah. I said, it's a church. I said, you're welcome to come. Well, I go up about 10:45 when they're finishing up praise and worship, and I look over, and there's the taxi driver. Wow. And the Lord put in my heart, do an altar call, right? I hadn't seen him yet, but I got up there. The power of God was there. I'm telling you, where the Holy Ghost is, the power of God is present. I'm telling you, you can make an altar call right after the second song or after the last song or in the middle. I don't care where. If he's there, he'll tell you when. He'll lead you how to do it. He'll tell you how to do it. He'll show you how to interpret a service. He'll tell you how, what's going to happen. I'm telling you, we need to get back to old school. Yes. We need to get back to old school. We need to get back to old school where he can change your message just like he did mine tonight. You know, we need to get back to old school where you can go off and just follow him. Follow the Holy Ghost. Let's follow him. Let's follow the Holy Ghost. Let's follow the Spirit of God. Let's follow the presence of God. Let's follow that Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I get up there and I do an altar call, and the very first guy that comes out of his chair is that taxi driver. And there's about 15 people in the altar, and I go down and I said, sir, what can I pray with you about? He said, I'm backslidden. He said, but when you got in my taxi today, he said, and when you started speaking, he said, when I asked you what this was and you said it was a church, he said, God said, you need to come back at 10 o'clock. And, you know, I had told people, we had told many people, invited them. You know, we were doing everything we could to get people. And, this guy shows up, and he's weeping in the presence of God. And he's praying the sinner's prayer. And I'm telling you, that will not happen if the Holy Ghost is not present. That will not happen if the Holy Ghost is not present. So in the midst of that, we gave our van away. And so we're riding taxis. Never. I only ride taxis when I'm in other countries. You know, if somebody didn't pick us up at the airport for some reason, we have to ride a taxi or so. But we gave the van away. And so remember, my plan was to sell the van and then give the money that I from the sale as a down payment on a new one. But how many of you know that when the Holy Ghost gets involved in something, it's far better? Yeah. Yeah. Ephesians 3:20. Yeah. To him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. When the Holy Ghost gets involved, it's different. It's on another level. When the Holy Ghost gets involved, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we need to get back to Holy Ghost giving. We need to get back to Holy Ghost giving. Thank you for your enthusiasm. We need to get back to Holy Ghost giving. We need to get back to Holy Ghost giving. We need to get back to Holy Ghost giving. We need to get back to listening to the Holy Ghost. We need to get back to listening to the Spirit of God. We need to get back to Holy Ghost giving. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I'm a giver. Hallelujah. I'm a giver. I learned it from Pastor Bobby Crow, and I learned it from Pastor Bob Nichols, and I've seen others in this house. I'm a giver. Hallelujah. I'm a giver. And I'm telling you, I'm a giver, because the Holy Ghost will come on you and tell you to do things. The Holy Ghost will tell you to put a roof on a church in Mexico, and you don't even have the money to do it. The Holy Ghost will tell you to buy shoes for a pastor. The Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I was sitting over there on the second row, and there was a pastor at Revival Now several years back, and he crossed his foot, and when he did, his soul had a hole. His shoe was worn, and the Holy Ghost said, buy him a pair of shoes. And, you know, I can't go to him right there and then, because he'll know that, you know. Yeah. So I figured out, where is he staying? Because I hadn't seen him. Next morning, I walked down at the Country Inn and Suites here. I walked down to get some coffee for Ernie and I, and there he is. Wow. And I said, he's staying here. So I sat down with him for a little bit and, you know, just talking with him and everything. All of a sudden, when he got up to get some oatmeal, I got a $100 bill out of my wallet and I folded it up and I said, "Brother, it's so nice to have drank coffee with you this morning. When you get a chance," I give him this Pentecostal handshake. And I had $100 in my pocket, in my hand, and I put it, and I said, "Brother, when you get a chance, buy yourself some shoes. When you preach, I'll be there with you."
Awesome.
You know? And so, you know, I left here, went up to Oklahoma City, and I'm walking around the mall with the pastor. Say, "The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost." Don't let me forget about the van, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm not done with that story yet. And so, the Holy Ghost. And I'm walking in Oklahoma City through the mall with this pastor, Jose Mejia, and I'm going to minister in this Hispanic church in Oklahoma City. And we go through this shoe store, and he says, brother, I want to buy you a pair of shoes. And I said, "Man, I don't need any shoes right now." He said, no, I want to buy you a pair of shoes. And come on in here. And so he took me in there, and I sat down, and they brought me a pair of shoes. And as they were bringing the pair of shoes, the Holy Ghost says, "You sew shoes, you get shoes."
Yeah, come on.
I'm telling you, I'm sitting across from Greg Moore, and his watch is falling off. It's broken. The band is broken. And the Holy Ghost says, "Give them the new watch they just gave you at that last church you just came from right now." I hadn't even taken it out of the box. And I said, "I got this one on me right now. I can give it to them right now." You know? I mean, you're arguing with the Holy Ghost. You're arguing with the Godhead. I'm telling you, it is so great. I mean, you can talk to God. You can talk to the Holy Ghost. He'll talk to you. He won't argue with you, but he'll talk to you. And so I said, "No," he said, "the new one, the Movado that's in the box still. The one that's in the box, the Movado that's in the box." I said, "Okay." I said, "Pastor Greg, come up to my room. I got something to give you." And so we get up there, and, you know, I get that box out, and I haven't even taken the plastics off of it, nothing. And I said, "Pastor, they just gave me this watch." In fact, that was the third Movado I'd gotten in several months, okay? I mean, it's just, it's so, so good to work with the Holy Ghost. You get things. You get to be a distributor, you know? You get to be a distributor. You get to do things. You get to give things away. You get to listen to him. You get to supply the needs of other people. You get to see them smile. You get to see them. Oh, they get so happy. They get so happy because you gave them something. And it, you know, and you, that may be the last bill you had, but they're very happy. You're not knowing how you're going to do it now, but you just listen to the Holy Ghost. You just listen to the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, we got to get back to listening to the Holy Ghost. We got to get back to listening to the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, you got to get back to listening to the Holy Ghost. You got to get back to listening to the Holy Ghost. It'll change your economy. It'll change your family life. It'll change your business. It'll change your workplace. It'll change everything. If you begin to listen to the Holy Ghost. Begin to listen to him. Begin to obey him. Begin to listen to the Holy Ghost. I gave him the watch. We left Colorado Springs. Boarded a flight, drove to the border, drove into Ciudad Victoria, and Anna and Becca and Miriam and Amy were waiting for us to take them out to eat. And my cell phone rings, and it's this guy, and says, "Pastor, where are you?" I said, "I just got home from a trip. I'm going to go out to eat with my girl. Wait for me 5 minutes." And the girl said, "No, Dad, no. He's going to take. He speaks so much. He talks so. Habla mucho." This guy, habla mucho, it's going to take, we're hungry now. And she said, "It's only going to take 5 minutes. You know how 5 minutes, you know, Pentecostal 5 minutes, you know. And so, you know, so he comes to the house, and he had a bag with him. He said, "You know," he said, "I was sitting in a ranch Saturday." He said, "I was sitting in a ranch." That was Friday. He said, "I was sitting in a deer blind." He said, "And the Lord spoke to me. And he said, your pastor's coming into town." He said, "You bought a brand new watch. He said, it's still in the box. He said, you take it over to him right now. He said, well, I'll see him Sunday. No, you take it now. And so he said, Pastor, that's why I'm here. And so he gave me the ticket, and he gave me the box, and gave me a brand new watch. And I'm telling you, that was the fastest return on a watch I've had.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
You know, from we moved on from Movados now. I got a Rolex Presidential sitting in a safe over there. And I wasn't even believing for it. I sold it for Bobby's plane. I sold it. I sold it so that we could get money to give. I wanted to give an offering toward my pastor's plane. And so I was able to sell the Rolex, and the guy gave it back to me. It's so good to follow the Holy Ghost. It's so good to follow the Holy Ghost. But he said, give your van away. Tell your neighbor, you need to listen to the Holy Ghost. You need to listen to the Holy Ghost. You need to listen to the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, you need to listen to the Holy Ghost. You need to listen to the Holy. I got so many stories of this. You need to listen to the Holy Ghost. You know, Paul, he wanted to go minister someplace, and the Holy Ghost said, no, you can't go there right now. And then another instance, he wanted to go somewhere else, and not yet there. And then all of a sudden, he had a Macedonian vision, and it seemed well to him and the Holy Ghost to go there. And they had, you know, people that were touched there. But it was led. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We need to get back to being led. We need to get back to old school. We need to get back to old school, being led by the Holy Ghost. We need to be led by the Holy Ghost. We need to get back to the old school of being led by the Holy Ghost. Because some of these new preachers, they don't want the Holy Ghost in their services. They don't even want you to speak in tongue in their services. They don't want you to mention the Holy Ghost. The Spirit. Which Spirit? You know, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the Spirit of holiness. I'm talking about the Spirit of power. I'm talking about the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. I'm talking about the Spirit of God that raises people up. I'm talking about the Spirit of God that was in Christ Jesus, and how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and how Jesus went about healing and delivering all those who were oppressed by the devil. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Spirit of God. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Come on. Come on. Yeah. And so we get back to Mexico, and we've given the van away, and we're riding taxis, and Mimi and Dustin are doing us a favor to take us to church and bring us back and lending us their vehicle. It's funny, I bought it for them and they're lending it to me. But that's all right, you know. Once you give something, it's not yours anymore. But anyway, I'm sitting in a restaurant eating with this pastor, and he says, you know, brother, I started up a business in Mexico City. He said, I'm buying new vehicles, and I'm selling them. And I said, hey, look for a 2013 Honda van, Odyssey. I need one. I said, I gave mine away. And so, you know, I don't have any money for it. I'm thinking, he won't find it right away. I mean, you know, 5 days later, he calls me. He said, I just bought it. He just bought it. I hung up with Ernie, with him, and I said, Ernie, he just bought it. He bought the van. He said, I'll have it ready. And so I'm thinking, oh, Lord. You know? That's how the Holy Ghost is. He'll have you speak things out. You know, many things will come out in just casual conversation.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Many of the greatest miracles that you will have will just be over a casual conversation. And the Holy Ghost will set things up, will put things in place, will put the people there, they'll do the things that have to be there. And just in casual conversation, you might mention something, and the Holy Ghost comes in and anoints that moment, and it becomes a God moment. It becomes something that's going to be a great provision. And so, you know, about a week later, I'm meeting with another couple, And they said, Pastor, he said, we were, the company where I've worked for 29 years, he said, they sold to another company, international company, and so they gave me severance pay. He said, and you're my pastor. See, it's a pastor, and I'm pastoring him in another city. So we just take, you know, we go and minister there. We give them counsel. We just take care of them, and you know, just be with them when they need you. Don't get involved and don't get in their business. Let them do their work. But if they need you, they'll call you. And so he said, they gave me my severance pay. And he said, the Lord said that I'm supposed to give you the whole tithe off of it. And so he says, it's this much. He says, you let me know. And it was enough, Dan. I bought 100 chairs for the church. The first thing I did was I took the tithe and an offering, and I called Pastor Bobby and I said, I'm coming over. He's 7 hours away. So I can't just come over like, you know. I'm leaving and I'll be there in 7 hours. And so I went over there and I took the tithe and an offering to my pastor. I bought 100 chairs for the new church and I paid for the van in cash. Oh, great God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, He knows how to get you houses. He knows how to get you cars. He knows how to get you clothes. He knows how to get you food. He knows how to get everything you need. He knows how to get you everything you need. The Holy Ghost, He knows how to get you everything you need. The Holy Ghost, He knows how to get you a job. The Holy Ghost, He knows how to put you where you're supposed to be at the moment you're supposed to be there. The Holy Ghost, He knows how to get you situated. The Holy Ghost, He knows the right time. The Holy Ghost, He knows the perfect time. The Holy Ghost, He knows the perfect time. Woo! Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, He knows the perfect time. The Holy Ghost, He knows the perfect time. The Holy Ghost, He knows exactly when. Oh, the Holy Ghost, He knows exactly when. The Holy Ghost, He knows. We got to get back to this. We got to get back to this. We got to get back to being led by the Spirit of God. We got to get back. I'm telling you, I'm not talking about you being flaky. I'm not talking about you going to, you know, what's the grocery store here? H-E-B? H-E-B? Walmart, you know. Albertsons or whatever. You know, there's some people that went to Ciudad Victoria and they were Bible school students. And John David Crowe had to take them to buy groceries. So they're going down the card and they get a package of this Colgate and another toothpaste and they're going, Sharabakatarabasikatarabasa. And John Davis standing over there. He said, what are you doing? I said, I want to know which toothpaste the Lord wants me to buy. Let me tell you, you don't have to ask him that, okay? Just get the best. Get the one that works for you. Get the one that whitens your teeth. Get the one that gives you fresh breath. Get the one with the minty taste. Get the one with the baking soda if you need really help, you know. Get something good. But you don't have to pray. No. And so he said, then we went on. And he said, and then they got a ground beef. And they got sirloin and ground beef. And they're both going, you know, for me, I'd put both packages in, you know, because I'm going to want hamburgers and then I'm going to want some beef tips, you know. I'm telling you, and they're praying, hola bashi. You don't have to pray about some things. God has given you understanding. He's given you wisdom. But there are some things where you'll need to let the Holy Ghost tell you what to do, where to go, where to stand, what to say. Hallelujah. And we got to get back to this. We got to get back to it. We make so many mistakes when we make our own decisions. We make mistakes when we take our own decisions, but when we follow the Holy Ghost, it's a win-win situation. It's win-win for everyone. It's win-win for everyone. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know. God's speaking to people here tonight. You got to get back. You got to get back. And it's not weird. I mean, don't be weird. Okay? It's just natural. It just comes with the Holy Ghost. Just speak to Him. Say, Holy Ghost, what do you want me to do here? Holy Ghost, what do you want me to say? Holy Ghost, he'll bring up a scripture. He'll bring up something. He'll tell you something. He'll show you. What do you want me to minister on? Lord, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to talk to those people? I'm telling you, you can be in the loudest restaurant and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost says,
yes.
I want you to talk to that person.
Yes. Yes.
And all you hear is rah, 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 the clatter of all the conversations. And the Holy Ghost will tell you, they're going through this and this and this and this and this. And if you listen, the Holy Ghost will tell you, he'll pinpoint stuff in people. He'll show you things in the lives of people. He'll give you key words in the lives of people. He'll give you words that as soon as you open your word, you know, I was reading A Life of Fire by Reinhard Bonnke. I recommend it highly. I'm telling you, oh, man, it's a good book. It's a fat book, but I'm telling you, once you open it, you can't put it down. You cannot put it down because it's all Holy Ghost direction. It's all Holy. Lord, do I go here? Lord, even when presidents of nations would send him invitations, he would say, I will pray about it. It wasn't like the pressure is on that because the certain president from certain, African nation just sent him an invitation and says, we'll give you this place to meet. No, he had to have the word of the Lord. He had to have a direction from God. You know what? In the hour, in the day that we are living in, we need direction from God. We need the instruction of God. We need God to tell us. We need God. He may tell you, I don't want you to take 820. I want you to turn back and go around and go 121. And you say, man, that's a lot. That's a big turn. It's going to take so much time. You just listen, turn around, do a U-turn wherever you can, get back to 121 and head towards Dallas in that direction. Because he knows why he asked you to turn around. He knows. We need to get back to old school. We need to get back to old school. We need to get back. We need to get back to old school. He said he will show you things to come. He will lead you to all truth. He will anoint you with power. I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost tells you to do something, it's just like when you're sitting there with that man and he gave you a word and you felt the anointing come on. That's what it is. When God gives you an instruction, when God gives you a direction, when God gives you an instruction, when God gives you a directive, the anointing of God is on you. And I'm telling you, you're walking in another dimension. You step out of the natural and you get into the supernatural. You get out of the natural realm. You get out of the boat and you begin to walk on the water. Hallelujah. You begin to walk on water. I'm telling you, I see a lot of water walkers here tonight. I see people who walk on the water daily here. I see people. You think, have I ever walked on the water? Have you ever obeyed Jesus? Have you ever obeyed the Holy Ghost? If you ever obeyed the Holy Ghost, you've walked on water. And you didn't even know it. You didn't even know it. One day, as we were starting this church, we signed a contract on a warehouse for $2,400 of rent per month, which is about 30,000 pesos of rent. We only had 10 people then. And so, I mean, $2,400 rent and you only have 10 folks? But I'm telling you, we knew God had told us to step out. We knew God had told us to step out. We knew that God, the Holy Ghost had said, step out. The Holy Ghost said, rent the warehouse. The Holy Ghost said, rent it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we signed on that dotted line. I gave them a deposit of $30,000 and a first month's rent of $30,000. We had $60,000 and then we had no more money. But let me tell you, a year has gone by. And God has been faithful. God has been faithful. Last Sunday, I wasn't even there. And last Sunday was our largest attendance. We had 222 people present. Hallelujah. 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 I haven't been there for 3 weeks. So, you know, it's not falling apart.
Right.
Come on, that's right.
Because the people that are there, the couples that are helping us, the people that are in set places, they're full of the Holy Ghost. They love the Holy Ghost. They'll follow the Holy Ghost. I know they have my heart. I know they'll do what the Holy Ghost says to do, and they'll be led by the Spirit of God. And if we will be led by the Spirit of God, victory is always, always before us. Hallelujah. Victory will always be before us. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what circumstance you're facing. I don't care what difficulty we're facing. You know, we were facing something just 2 days ago. And just over a casual conversation, God gave us the instruction. And I called the person. And come to find out, she's also a Rhema graduate. And she owns the company that we need the services from. So I get to talking to her. And she says, brother, she said, do you know what I'm going to do? She said, I'm going to do 90% of the work, and I'm not going to charge you anything for it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And so, I mean, we had been working on this for months. We had been working on this for months, and we couldn't get, you know, just a yes or a no. And here, over a conversation on the phone, I get this lady's phone number. I call her. She's waiting for me. And she said, just because you're a friend of so-and-so, I'm not going to charge you nothing. Wow, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God knows how to hook you up with friends. God knows how to put you in position. God knows how to place you where you should be. God knows where you need to be. Hallelujah. God knows your place. He knows where you live, sister. He knows what you need. He knows. Hallelujah. He knows you. Hallelujah. He knows you. Woo! Woo! Come here. Woo! Shalabakatarabasi. You come here. Oh, raise your hands to heaven. There it is. Fire! 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 Hallelujah. Oh, I see the fire of God here. Hallelujah. Fire! 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 Woo! Shalabakambrasili bili bili bili. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, you can be sitting there and all of a sudden the Lord will say, stomach ulcer. Stomach ulcer. Somebody's got a stomach ulcer. Stomach ulcer. Stomach ulcer. Who is it? Come here. Hallelujah. We got to get back to the Holy Ghost. We got to get back because our church services will be powerful. I've been to church services that said hour of power and there's nothing there. It's just 1 hour service. The power was not there. Stomach ulcer?
Yes.
Okay. Come here, please. Lay your hand on her stomach. Be healed now. Now. Now, now, now. Now. Now, in the name of Jesus. Before we started the service, the Lord said there was a person here, you're having knee trouble. Trouble in your knee. I don't know which knee it is, but you're having trouble with your knee. Sometimes it's like it pops. You know? Come here. Come here. Come here. God's going to heal you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of God is here. Oh, the power of God is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Johnny says, you deserve the glory. I woke up yesterday morning with this song just coming out. Mereces la gloria. Mm-hmm. Can you sing it in English?
You deserve Hallelujah. The glory.
Can somebody come and help him?
And the honor.
Oh,
Lord, we lift our hands.
Be healed, me.
As we lift your holy name,
it pops.
You deserve the glory.
No more. No more. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lord,
healing power. That's it. That's it. You got it. Hallelujah.
As we lift your holy name.
Masakubra Labasai.
So great.
Begin to move
there
that
is
knee.
No
begin to move
else
it.
Like you. There is no one else like you. You are great.
Somebody's suffering with reflux. I said reflux.
So
who is it?
No
He's been suffering with reflux.
Like
reflujo.
There is no
like it's just like bad heartburn, but it's reflux. It's acid reflux. It's moncha latte. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hand on. Be healed now. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. 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 Oh, thank you, Father, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you. You're so good. You're so good, Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We send the power of God to your mom. Hallelujah. To be healed. Eyes be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Barra soko toro bosiki di liambra so brashete le basambra di. Oh, raise your hands to heaven. Your knees. Okay, you ready? I'm gonna lay my hands on it, and you're gonna do something you couldn't do before. Be healed now. Be healed now. Now, be healed. Begin to move. Begin to do something you couldn't do before. Mancha brata. You know, we were in Brazil. I had never seen so many people healed of their knees as that night in Brazil, in Santa Maria del Sur, Brazil. The interpreter, he went out, Dan. So I'm speaking Spanish, going to Portuguese, and all of a sudden he starts laughing and crying, and he's on the floor. And so, you know, just the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God has no barriers. The Spirit of God has no boundaries. The Spirit of God has no limitations. Hallelujah. I just kept preaching in Spanish. I just kept preaching until he got up again, and he just picked up where I was. And, you know, there was a lady sitting she was all dressed in red, and I just felt like I should go over there, and I went over there, and I grabbed her by her hand, and I stood her up, and I walked with her, and when I began to walk, the whole church went wild. They went crazy. You know what? She was paralyzed. And God healed her. She was paralyzed. But you know, the Holy Ghost, He may not tell you what you're going to do, but He'll just lead you to do. And if you'll just follow His promptings, if you'll just follow His promptings, if you'll just follow His promptings, the Holy Ghost will make you look good. Woo! Woo! And that lady, she had had a heart attack, and I didn't know she had come in a wheelchair. And they took her out of the wheelchair, put her in a chair. I didn't know. And I'm so glad that I didn't know. But you know what? The Holy Ghost didn't know. What do you mean? Okay. Hallelujah. You ready? In the name of Jesus. Acid reflux. In the name of Jesus.
You are great.
Miracles. Now.
Miracles so great.
Gracias, Father. Gracias, Jesus. Gracias, gracias. What do you need, sir?
There is no
okay. In the name of Jesus. Now. In the name of Jesus. Now. Now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Holy Ghost will come in a service, and He'll begin to give you direction. He'll begin to give you words. But you know that there's The most powerful thing that can happen in a service is when he brings it all to a culmination where you just call out for there might be somebody there that does not know Jesus. And I'll tell you, if you do not know Jesus, I remember my pastor, G.W. Smith. He came as a missionary to South Texas. It was an all-Hispanic church. Every time he ministered with an interpreter. And he'd been to Africa. He'd been all over. He was from Wisconsin. He'd come down and built the church. My grandfather helped build the church. But G.W. Smith, I remember his altar calls. I remember he said, if you were to lay your head on the pillow tonight, and if during the night you were to pass into eternity, I want to ask you a question. Where will you spend eternity? And as a little boy, I would listen. When I'd hear that under the bench, I'd get up and I'd sit down. And I'd be listening because, man, I didn't want to be lost. And when he said, if you don't know, for many years I didn't know. For many years I didn't know. And so for many years, whenever he did an altar call, I was at the altar every time until that time that I told you at 17 years old. We didn't have much revelation back then. That church wasn't full of the Holy Ghost. They just preached Jesus and salvation. They didn't, but I'm telling you, every time that I heard that altar call, every time that I heard it, I was at that altar. I was at that altar to give my heart to Jesus. And I don't know if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus. If you were to lay your head on that pillow and you were not to wake up tomorrow they would be they would have your body at some funeral home in this Fort Worth area. I'm asking you tonight, where will you spend eternity? Make sure that you spend eternity with Jesus Christ, with God the Father, with God the Holy Ghost and the angels and all those that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You can be sure tonight, you can receive that Jesus Christ that hung on that cross and paid for your sins at Calvary. He shed his blood for you, and tonight he wants to come into your heart and he wants to transform your life. He wants to give you victory instead of defeat. He wants to take you out of the miry clay, and he wants to set your foot upon the rock, and he wants to take that old song out and put a new song in your heart. He wants to he wants to live big in you. But tonight, you will have to make the decision. Is there anyone here tonight? And you say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to open my heart to this Jesus. I want to receive this Jesus. I want this salvation. I want this Jesus. If you're watching this over the internet, you can receive Jesus right there in your home, wherever you are. You can open your heart and Jesus Christ will come into your heart. So if there's anyone here tonight that you've never made the Lord Jesus Christ the Savior of your life, that given your heart to Jesus Christ, would you please, wherever you are tonight, wherever you are, would you raise your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Can I see your hand tonight? Quickly, can I see your hand tonight? If there's anybody here tonight, anyone here that has not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you want to do it tonight, tonight is your night. Is there anyone here tonight? Anyone here? Would you raise your hand? Hallelujah. 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 We just wait 1 second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I don't know if everyone in this place is saved tonight, but we're not going to go without giving an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone here tonight? Hallelujah. 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 If you'll help me, because you know who's in the house here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Jesus, he is the Savior. He is Lord. And I thank God for the day that he came into my heart and forgave me of my sins and washed me and cleansed me and delivered me. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Damn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Awesome. What a word from God. Amen. Well, Lord, we just thank you again, Father God, for that anointing, God. I pray, Lord, that